Okay, welcome to the PDP work team call on April 1st, 2010. Glenn, if you could just do a roll of who's on the call.
Certainly I will, Jeff, thank you. On the call we have Alex Kukura, Jeff Newman, Tatiana Kamsova, James Bladel, and David Maher. And for staff we have Liz Gasper and Glenda Sengery. Thank you, Jeff, over to you.
Thank you. This is Jeff Newman. So we have a very low turnout today. We have a couple of registries, registrars, and a non-commercial representative, which is, I think, a little bit low to actually hold a meaningful call, although I'm sure we could have a good discussion between the few of us. So what I'm discussing are the topics that we're planning on covering today, and I think what's going to happen is we will plan on covering those topics next week. I will be actually in a plane at the time of the call next week, so I've asked James Bladel to, if he could step in for next week and cover these topics. So the topics that we were going to cover today that we will cover next week are on foreign translations. We've talked about on the last call when foreign translations should be or must be done, and the question that still remains with foreign translation is how to ensure that we could do these without delaying the PDP process, and how that fits in, for example, if there's a public comment period that's opened up for 20 days, but it turns out it's going to take us 5 to 10 days to get the translation of the executive summary, for example, or the policy recommendations done. How do we sync up the time periods to make sure that all the comments are considered, or A, that we get all the comments, and B, that the comments are all considered? So, and James has, that's a good point. James has put on the chat that we shouldn't call them foreign translations because while they may be foreign to me, they are not foreign to everyone else. So translations, thank you, James. So translations of the documents. So that's one topic, and then the second topic is to just basically go over the different thresholds that we have decided through this entire process, the voting thresholds. And I will send around a document. I'll run it by ICANN staff first to make sure to do a check. But I believe the only areas for the PDP that we've come up with voting thresholds are for when an issue can be raised, the council can vote, when initiating a PDP, and then there's thresholds with that. There's voting on approving the charter, and then a question that remains of, does that same voting threshold apply when you're modifying the charter? So if the working group comes back and says, we want to change part of the charter, which actually is something we're going through now with the VI, the Vertical Integration Working Group, what is the standard or what's the voting threshold for the council to modify a charter? So that's one thing we need to talk about, which may be the same as the standard for voting to approve the charter, but again, that's a topic to discuss. The next area is a final vote, so when the board must adopt a policy and a subset of that is what do we recommend the board does with a majority vote as opposed to a supermajority, or let's say one house wants a certain policy and the other house votes it down, what are the obligations on the board? And then finally, just to confirm that what we mean by supermajority vote, which is currently 66% of the members present at a meeting, it's basically 66%. I took the old threshold. There is a supermajority threshold, which is majority of both houses. It's defined actually of both houses. I'll put that definition in. I'm blanking right now on what that definition is right now, but I will make sure we have the right definition to make sure that it is still the current definition. So, James, I think those are the topics for next week. Does that sound like a plan for the people that actually came to this call?
And Jeff, it's Liz. If I could just point out that on the document that's the most recent document on the overarching issues and the one that's up in Adobe Connect, Marika has highlighted the threshold sections in green.
Yeah, what I didn't see in that, though, was the charter stuff. Because that's not in the bylaws currently.
That's right.
So I've added that, and so I'll send you this list that I have, and then you can look at it, make sure that covers everything, and then send that out to the group.
Sure.
So and then once the voting thresholds are decided, is you know whether that those should go in the bylaws or in the rules is another question. So given that, James, do you have any questions on that for next week?
No, Jeff, I think that's pretty clear. There's just maybe a couple of boundary cases that we probably can discuss on the call next week regarding things like how to what the different voting scenarios are versus those that are occurring about the PDP versus those occurring on the PDP, and I just want to make sure I'm keeping those straight because the latter I think is covered under the other PPSC group, the working team group.
Right. So that's and that is something that is a overall threshold that we need to examine as well. I'm not sure we'll get to it next week, but that is the recommendations on. Determining, I think if I'm listening to you or hearing you right, you're talking about you know, when a working group chair determines that there's consensus versus rough consensus versus the other categories that are in there. Is that what you're referring
right.
to?
Right.
Yeah.
And what the different levels mean. And, yeah.
Right. We do need to discuss that. If you can get to that on the next call, that would be great. If time runs out, I would understand. Because that is kind of a large topic, but yeah. So if you can get to that, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think you know it's probably a full boat for the hour and a half next week.
Great. All right. Well, I apologize for everyone. I'm going to send around notes to the groups to get more people on for next week, and you know I don't want to delay the schedule. So Glenn, we are going to have the call next week at the regular time.
Thank you, Jeff. I'll see you today.
Okay, and I appreciate everyone for coming on. I'm sorry again. I really feel bad for you all being on the call and then having to cancel.
I got up early just for you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, James, just so you know, it's Liz. Marika will still be on vacation next week, so I'll be pitching in for her and trying to live up to her high standards.
Hopefully she's having fun. And again, I feel real bad that you all got up and, some of you it's the afternoon. Alex, I know you're driving home, so hopefully you're safe out there driving safely. Okay, everyone, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye.